is off with my shirt and my shoes on. Pathfinder's half bent, I can prove wrong. American spirit and moon rocks. Naked bodies on futons. Send a fire in the air and I stroll through bliss, feel so unaware. Fireworks paint in the air, so crazy, just blew through another year. Same hoodie hide in my face. Bench, same old bit of taste. Same bit of look on your face. It don't change. I see you sometimes, wish we could wait.
All right. I realized that I forgot to read you some promos about people who are also on the station with me. So before we go into the second half of our show, let me tell you about From Here to Eternity. Everyone thinks they know the 80s hits, but on the other side of the Atlantic lies a treasure trove of synth-drenched sounds that filled the airwaves of Europe back in the day. Take a trip back to the 80s you never knew with DJ Tony Tunes, From Here to Eternity, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. There's also Whiskey Before Breakfast. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune into WRCT Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on The Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and www.wrct.org. All right, we have a solid 25 seconds or so before it becomes 8 o'clock exactly. I'm not quite sure what to fill this time with, so I will continue to ramble. I am rambling, I am continuing to ramble, and I will continue to ramble as well. Oh boy. All right. So, well, coming up next, we have Caracol by Floating Points off of the album Crush. We'll then be going into a 4-tet remix of an Aphex Twin song. It's 8 o'clock p.m. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. I am Daria, or Daria, depending on what you can pronounce. And this is Apples. Anyway, Floating Points, then 4-tet remix of Aphex Twin, and then I threw in a little bit of Radiohead in there just for good measure. I hope that you will understand that when you listen to the 4-tet remix of the Aphex Twin song, that I got a little bit of, like, I got a little bit of Radiohead vibes from there. Just one song. I think there's nothing wrong with it. And then we'll be going into Square Pusher after that. I believe the latter half of the show will be first a bit glitchy, and then we'll go into some drum and bass, and it'll end with a really slow stuff. But it's really good stuff. Really, really good stuff. A Sun Ra cover? Yeah. I know, right? If you like Sun Ra, you're the homie. You know the good stuff. I'll be tuning in, you know, every so often to come in and tell you about some other cool folks who are on the station with me, some awesome local organizations that support WRCT, as well as some public service announcements. But in the meantime, I will leave you off with some Floating Points. I'll probably be back on after Radiohead. That is my plan. So, enjoy. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Okay, sorry, before we begin that next song. Hello, I hope you enjoyed those last few tracks. I certainly did. I will not deny it. As always, if you're ever interested in what I'm playing on WRCT 88.3 FM, you can always go onto WRCT.org, head over to the schedule, find me 7 to 9 p.m., and click on my name. My name is Daria, or Daria, depending on what you can pronounce, and this show is called Apples. From there, you can go on to see my playlist for today, last week, every other show that I've done. If you're listening right now and you have your hands free, you can just go to WRCT.org and head to the top right and click View Current Playlist. I try to update it live as I go through songs. If you ever have requests or suggestions or perhaps even a wild idea for a theme for a show, you are always welcome to DM me on Instagram at BloodrootLover. That is Bloodroot Lover, or you can give me a phone call while I'm in the studio. You can call me at 412-268-9728. That's 412-268-9728. I will pick up. I will talk to you. It'll be a good time. So to recap, we listened to, I'll go backwards. So we just listened to Anurag D9 by Square Pusher off of the album Hard Normal Daddy. Prior to that, we listened to Weird Fishes Arpeggi by Radiohead off of the album In Rainbows. And prior to that, we listened to Untitled Sawtooth CD 1 Track 1 Fortet Remix by Aphex Twin. Obviously, it's a Fortet remix of an Aphex Twin song. Always a good time. I can never hate Aphex Twin or Fortet. When two masterminds come together, boy oh boy, do things go well. All right, I've got some public service announcements to read for you, and I hope that you enjoy them, or that at least you get something out of them. You know what I'm saying? Hope you know what I'm saying. All right. Does your child sometimes get headaches, stomach aches when they aren't sick? One second. It wouldn't be apples if I didn't burp once. Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. A migraine is not just a headache. A migraine attack can last for hours or even days, often with sensitivity to lights and sounds or nausea and vomiting. Migraine is more common than you think. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at school can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. Parents understand how migraine impacts their children's ability to learn. It can be hard to focus and can even mean missing school. But with the right accommodations, they can succeed. Every child deserves the chance to flourish in school. Visit migraineatschool.org to learn more. Sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients. Let me tell you about some cool folks who are also on the station with me. Liquid means rewind. Liquid means rewind. A gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Tune into Liquid Means Rewind on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. to hear the finest selection of jazz, dub, reggae, house, techno, two-step garage, jungle, and more. Hosted by Big Cashew, only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Big Cashew is a fellow junglist, so we always rep Liquid Means Rewind. He's always up in here live DJing. It is always a good show. I think that Big Cashew isn't capable of missing. All right, we've also got Ergodic Process, ambient club music from Ireland, Pittsburgh, and everything in between. Listen to Ergodic Process Tuesdays at 9 on WRCT Pittsburgh. Actually, that is right after me. Yeah! I am actually not sure if our very own Civigo will be coming in today. I will double check. I asked him, and we'll see if he comes in. But either way, we love Ergodic Process. I hope you turned in last week for a new track from his dear friend. But if not, you can always head over to Spotify and find. I think Civigo is spelled C-V-I-G-O-E. It's always a good time up on there. Last of all, I'll go over an awesome organization that supports WRCT. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. I just want to take a second here and talk about the importance of small independent movie theaters. There's a small independent movie theater that my partner takes me to an Akron called the Nightlight. It's really small. I think it's really only one screen. They are apparently expanding into more screens, but for the time being, it's really only been one screen. But every movie I've seen there has been so interesting. You know, they screen anything from, you know, Talk to Me, more mainstream, like, movies that are released to box office audiences, all the way to way more independent films. I saw a wonderful movie there called The Quiet Child, which made me cry, that I think was a film festival winner, but was definitely not aired nationwide in the United States. I think that these theaters, the Nightlight is really analogous to the Rojas Cinema, in my opinion. These theaters are really important. You know, it's nice to have mainstream movies, you know, it's nice to have access to those sorts of things. But with the advent of AMC and Bowtie and like, these large corporations kind of acquiring movie theaters and making them like a larger enterprise, there's something really wonderful and personal about independent movie theaters. There's way more of a human touch in the curation of the films. There's way more influence that you as a consumer can have on what they play. They oftentimes will carry way more local options in terms of their food and concessions. Not always, but sometimes they will. And in general, it's important to elevate movies that aren't always going to be shown on the silver screen. I just think about how many movies are aired in film festivals that, like, I will never actually see because, A, I don't have access to the platform that they can be aired on now, and B, I wasn't even at that film festival. But they're still really important and really wonderful movies. A great example of them is what is it called? I think it's called The Holy Spider. Let me Google this real quick. This one came out. Yes, it's The Holy Spider. I would really like to watch it. Maybe I'll make my partner watch it with me tonight. But this film actually came out with the advent around the same time as the revolutionary activity happening in Iran in 2022. It came out October 28th, 2022. Actually, like startlingly close to now. The concept of it is that a journalist descends into the dark underbelly of the Iranian holy city of Mashhad as she investigates the serial killings of sex workers by the so-called spider killer who believes he is cleansing the streets of sinners. It's based off of a true story, but really interestingly, Ali Abbasi, the director of the film, incorporates a lot of critique of the government in it. This movie is definitely not allowed to be screened in Iran. Ali Abbasi has definitely been persecuted for even writing this film, and so have many of the actresses within it, just because they, took part in it. But there's a lot of importance in screening these sorts of things. I mean, I really like it. He attended the showing of the film festival dressed as like an Iranian mullah, with like blood running down his lips, really kind of like conveying, just really driving the point home that they are vampires, they are sucking from the soul of our country. In real life, the holy spider who persecuted sex workers was actually lauded by a lot of the Islamic regime because, you know, he was killing the unholy, as they called it. And I don't know about you, I'm friends with many sex workers, or a decent amount of sex workers, and honestly, I have more personal involvement in it than you may think. And I can tell you that they're all human. We are all human. And we aren't dirty. We aren't unclean. We're just people. Anyway, it's really important to screen independent movies like this because having freedom of speech and being able to critique these sorts of things is what a democracy is. It is what freedom truly is. And so, yeah, I just want to commend small independent movie theaters. That's my little spiel right here. I love small independent movie theaters. They're super sick. I haven't been to Row House as much as I'd like to, but what I have seen there was fantastic. I digress. You should watch Holy Spider. And I'll let us get back to the music and away from my ramblings about politics and democracy. You know, the huge. So coming up next, we have Against All Logic again. If you know me, you know I love Nicholas Yar. Anything from his own stuff, Under Nicholas Yar, to Dark Side, to Against All Logic. I'm simply waiting to find another project of his that is under another name for me to just enjoy. Really, everything he touches seems to be gold. Even the stuff that I don't like that much is still really, really good. So we have I Never Dream by Against All Logic off of his album 2012 to 2017. Following this, we will have The Difference, High Contrast Remix by Flume, featuring Tori et moi, obviously remixed by High Contrast. And then we'll go right into just a High Contrast song, if we ever. I think I played this on my last show, perhaps the one before. I just love that song. And there's something about the chord progressions in both of these songs that, like, I don't know, it just feels like it's taking my heart and squeezing it, you know? And excuse me one second. You know me. That's just how fall makes me feel, you know. I think it's just residual stuff from school, or, you know, I kind of rambled about it last time too, but there's nothing like having music that really, really makes you feel like you're not alone in how you're feeling, even if they didn't even mean for it to feel like that. Whoa, what have I done here? Now I can hear myself. That's crazy. Something happened with the microphone and now I can actually hear myself. Anyway, we'll listen to I Never Dream by Against All Logic and we'll keep on going. We have about a half hour left of tonight's show. I will let you know if Civigo ends up coming on the line, and if not, I leave you to it. All right, I Never Dream. Thank you. we are coming on our last couple of tracks of the night. I do believe we are going to be ending a little bit early. I don't have more music after this. However, it won't be too early. So coming up next, we have When There Is No Sun. It's a Ben Sloan remix, sung by Rosie Plain. Real Sun Ra fans will understand. And then last of all, we'll have Wonder Boy by Mirella's Forest, a song my good friend recommended to me, and it's a good one, and I think it fits in here, especially after When There Is No Sun. I really hope you've enjoyed the last hour and a half to 2 hours of music that I've been playing. I personally have enjoyed it a lot. You know, never gets old. I love music, I love WRCT, and I pledge allegiance to the flag of WRCT 88.3 FM forever, and to the radio station for which it stands, one radio station, under the University Center, indivisible, with record library and station cow for all. I hope you enjoyed that one. All right. I'll leave you off with these two. I might say bye before I leave, and maybe not. It looks like our next DJ, Civigo, might be out for the night. Totally fine. He is a busy grad student, and he deserves his time to rest. So you will probably enjoy the sweet sounds of Automation after me. Nothing wrong with Automation. It's pretty good time. Nothing wrong with it. All right. Sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun. When there is no sun to light the way. There is no day. There is no day. There's only darkness. Eternal sea of darkness. Eternal sea of darkness. I'll leave you to it. All right. That is our last song of the night. Looks like Civigo actually has a show loaded onto airtime. So it is going to be very nice. While he may not be in here live, you will hear him in spirit. Yeah. Well, I've enjoyed the last hour and a half or hour and 52 minutes of music. I don't know about you. I had a wonderful time. I hope you had a wonderful time too. I will be leaving you here. Until next week. Wait, actually not until next week. I will not be in town next week, but I will be in town the weekend after. All right. I hope you have a wonderful evening. Thank you all for listening, and I'll leave you to it. Have a good one. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
It's the only way to be.